Welcome to our service for Remembrance Sunday. Peace of the world seems more fragile today than at any time in my lifetime. Our service is based on the memorial service provided by the Royal British Legion. As in past years, we will use the sound of birdsong, so hauntingly associated with the cessation of hostilities in World War I, for our 2 minute silence. And our thinking will centre on the message of the angels: peace on earth, goodwill to men. We begin with the hymn, O God, our help in ages past, our hope for years to come.
Heard a voice from heaven saying, write this: blessed are the dead who from now on die in the Lord. Even so, says the Spirit, they will rest from their labours, for they take with them the record of their deeds. Let us pray the prayer our Saviour taught us in the language of our choice. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. In tad, at hwnnwyd yn y Sanctaeddiad y enw, deled y dernas, gwneled y wychlis, megis yn y nef, fechli ar y ddear hefyd. Dyron ni heddiw ein bara beinyddiol, y maddau i ni ein dyledion, fel y maddewn ni na ein dyledwyr. Ac nac arwain ni brofedigaeth, eith y gwared ni rhag drwg, can i seith o ti o'r dernas, a'r gallu a'r gogoniant, yn oes oes oedd. Amen. The Memorial of the Fallen. Remember, O Lord, all those brave and true who died honourably and are departed in the hope of the resurrection to eternal life. We remember especially the men and women of our sea, land and air forces, of the mercantile marine and merchant navy, and most especially those from Newquay, Llangrannog, and our local villages. In that place of light, from which sorrow and mourning are far banished, give them rest, O Lord, lover of all, for your Son Jesus Christ's sake. Amen. Give them eternal rest, O Lord, and let light perpetual shine upon them.
They shall grow not old as we that are left grow old. Age shall not weary them, nor the years condemn. At the going down of the sun and in the morning, we will remember them. Ni aint heddi aint hwy fel ni a dawed, ni ddwgoedd iddyn thydded na'r blynyddoedd gosfan mwy, pan heler hael i lawr ac y wawr y bore, ni aint cofio'n hwy. When you go home, tell them of us and say, for your tomorrow we give our today. Panachedron all, sonioth wrthynt amdano a dweud, er mwyn eich afori chi fe roso mae'n heddiw ni.
Darlleniad o Efengyl Luc. Pan ddaeth yn agos y gweld y ddinas, wylodd drosti gan ddweud, pe bai tithau y dydd hwn wedi adnabod ffordd tangnefydd, ond na, fe cuddiwyd rhagdylygaid. Oherwydd dawarnad ddyddiau pan fydd y elynion yn codi clawdd yn erbyn, ath amgylchynu a gwasgu arnat o bob tŷ. Fydd ymchwilant hyd dyseiliau, tŷ ath blant oedd fewn. Ni adawant faen ar faen yno tŷ, oherwydd dy fod heb adnabod yr amser pan ymwelwyd â thi.
May the words that I speak and the meditations of all our hearts be now and ever acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. As I speak, I don't know yet what happened yesterday in London when a pro-Palestinian march was scheduled to clash, perhaps, with celebrations at the Cenotaph. I hope everything has passed peacefully. I must say I'm sorry that so many people, including our Home Secretary, have been building up the potential conflict, which doesn't seem to me necessary or wise. Nonetheless, a similar question might be asked about whether events in Gaza should be a major theme of our service of remembrance today. I suppose there are three reasons why one might decide to talk about it. First, we're commemorating today, amongst others, the sacrifice of those who gave their lives in the Second World War. Few of them knew until it was all over, which means, if you think about it, that virtually all the people we'll commemorate by name today never knew the depth of the evil against which they'd been fighting. Only with the liberation of Bergen-Belsen did the depth of Nazi depravity become clear. It was, of course, revulsion against that evil and compassion for its Jewish victims which led to the attempt to establish a safe territory for Jews and eventually the State of Israel in Palestine. In very real terms, the conflict we are witnessing today is the consequence of that attempt to provide a safe homeland for Jews who had come bitterly to know that there was nowhere safe for them to go back to in Europe between Jews and between the Palestinians who were necessarily pushed off their traditional land in what followed. Secondly, of course, the Hamas fighters who perpetrated the atrocity which began the latest round of horror are the kind of people against whom our own British forces have most recently been fighting. In Iraq and in Afghanistan, it has been this extremist, some Muslims would say perverted version of Islam, which has been the enemy against which our forces have struggled. We have been given a reminder against the evil against which our soldiers have most recently been fighting. But thirdly, and to be honest, most importantly, the idea of holding a service in which we remember the suffering and sacrifice of war but don't talk about the appalling events we are seeing on our television screens is simply untenable. I said at the remembrance service last year that in 40 years I never imagined that I would lead a Remembrance Day service at a time when two sovereign European nations were at war. And I certainly didn't think when I said that, that things would actually be worse and more dangerous this year. In the community choir, we've been practicing the Christmas carol, It Came Upon the Midnight Clear. It will seem strange to some of you to hear about a Christmas carol so long before Christmas, although it won't be long until we're hearing Christmas songs piped through the system at Tesco. But there is one verse in It Came Upon the Midnight Clear that has struck me so forcibly this year that I cannot get past it. The carol is about the song of the angels in the Christmas story. It came upon the midnight clear, that glorious song of old, from angels bending near the earth to touch their harps of gold. Peace on the earth, goodwill to men from heaven's all-gracious King. The world in solemn stillness lay to hear the angels sing. Peace on the earth, goodwill to men, sing the angels. But it is the words from other verses that have stuck with me whenever we've been singing the carol. Still through the cloven skies they come with seraph wings unfurled, and still their heavenly music wafts o'er all the weary world. But man at war with man hears not the love song that they bring. Oh, hush the noise, ye men of strife, and hear the angels sing. Man at war with man hears not the love song that they bring. The angels in the story are singing, of course, in Palestine, in the skies over Bethlehem. But this year, in the skies over Bethlehem, as Christmas time approaches, it's not the song of angels you can hear, but the wailing of sirens. It's not angels you can see flying above you. It's Hamas rockets or Israeli warplanes. Those strange lights you see in the sky do not symbolize a new hope for humanity. Rather, they symbolize the death of all humanity and humaneness. As hatred, fear, and suspicion grow deeper and deeper on both sides with every day of violence that passes. My sister Kate asked us on Facebook why none of her Facebook friends was commenting on the war in Israel and Palestine. I answered with some words of the philosopher Wittgenstein, "Whereof we cannot speak, thereof we must be silent." It doesn't matter much what you or I say to each other when the people who need to talk to each other refuse to talk and would rather kill each other's children. Make no mistake, on both sides in the present conflict there are imperialists who want their empire to stretch from the river to the sea, as the protesters are chanting. Hamas envisions a Palestinian state stretching from the River Jordan in the east to the Mediterranean Sea in the west, an Islamic state in which the state of Israel could no longer exist. Meanwhile, the Israeli cabinet minister Bezalel Smotrich wants exactly the opposite. He's written, "There is only room for one expression of national self-determination west of the Jordan River, that of the Jewish nation." Oh, hush the noise, ye men of strife, and hear the angels sing. And if you can't hear the angels, listen for the weeping. A voice is heard in Ramah, wrote the prophet Jeremiah, lamentation and bitter weeping. Rachel is weeping for her children. She refuses to be comforted for her children because they are no more. We heard in our Bible reading that Jesus too wept over the city of Jerusalem. We can only imagine that he is weeping over it still, that now as then he cries with longing, "If you had only recognized on this day the things that make for peace." But then as now, the things that made for peace were hidden from their eyes. Lord, send the day when the eyes of the blind are opened. Amen. I don't have a pianist at home now who can record the national anthem afresh. We've been using it, of course, year after year because it was God Save the Queen. But this year, you'll have to join with me in singing God Save the King unaccompanied. God save our gracious King, long live our noble King. God save the King. Send him victorious, happy and glorious.